HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Congress leader RPN Singh on Tuesday tendered his resignation from the party's primary membership. He shared the resignation letter sent to Congress Chief Sonia Gandhi on social media. Though Singh has not confirmed his next destination, he is likely to join the BJP. He was a member of parliament from the Kushinagar constituency in the 15th Lok Sabha. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal said that COVID positivity in the national capital has reduced by 20% in the last 10 days. He added that the AP government will soon try to ease COVID curbs in Delhi. Kejriwal credited the improvement in the situation to the consistent pace of vaccination. The chief minister said that 100% of the population of Delhi has received the first dose of COVID vaccine. The UK has announced removal of all tests for fully vaccinated arrivals. They will only be required to fill a passenger locator form. The changes will become effective from 4 a.m. on February 11th. The government said it is implementing these changes due to the success of the COVID-19 vaccine. The new framework aims to provide stability for travelers and the travel industry throughout 2022. The mixed doubles pair of Sania Mirza and Rajiram bowed out of the ongoing Australian Open on Tuesday. They lost the quarter-final clash against Jason Kubler and Jamie Foley's. Mirza and USA's Rajiram lost the first set and they were not able to show any spark. Earlier, Mirza had revealed that the 2022 season will be her last on the court. Honda Motorcycle has launched the 2022 edition of its CBR650R in India. The new bike will reach India via a completely knocked-down route. It has been priced at 9,35,000 rupees. The latest 2022 CBR650R has been offered in new orange highlights. Except for the color, the rest of the motorcycle remains more or less the same.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.